no one amongst the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew it at this stage. But it was the evening of Haridas Thakur's life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared to spread the chanting of the holy names all over Bengal, then all over India, and finally all over the world. And he had made Haridas Thakur, who was born in a low-born Muslim family, the Acharya, the Nam Acharya. He knew that Haridas Thakur would not only teach by word, he would teach by example. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had called Haridas Thakur to come with him to Puri when he left Navadvip. And he gave Haridas Thakur residence nearby his own residence. It was a little house, a little kutir in a garden where Haridas Thakur chanted from dawn to dusk. When Haridas Thakur started his chanting, it was very early in the morning, and he chanted and chanted throughout the day and throughout the night. Sometimes we hear that Haridas Thakur jumped up and all the symptoms of ecstasy swarmed over his body like ants do. And he engaged in loud kirtan, chanting, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
No, that was, had a little different sound. Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Yes. He would sometimes turn red, sometimes pale. All the Sattvika Bhavas were seen on his person. Truly, he was the Nam Acharya. My own spiritual master said in a lecture that when after a whole day and night of chanting, the morning sun rose, Haridas Thakur would look at the sun and said, Have you made a mistake? I have just started my chanting and already one day and one night is over. I don't believe you, mistaken sun. Check your timetable. This is not how Prabhupada said it. So, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, due to his birth in a lower family, was not allowed by the servants of Jagannath to go into the temple of Jagannath. But my dear devotees, when you can't see the Lord, but your heart is sincere, the Lord will come and see you. And this is exactly what happened each noon. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on his way to the ocean, saw Haridas Thakur in his cottage. Every day, when Mahaprabhu left the Gambira at noontime to do his noon duties, he went to the house of Haridas Thakur, it was a kutir, and asked, Haridas, how are you doing? Haridas would answer, by your mercy, the holy name is on my tongue. So, afterwards, Gauranga Mahaprabhu would go do his noon duties and take a bath in the ocean. Then he would come back to his house where Govinda, his servant, would serve him a meal. And then Gauranga Mahaprabhu would rest for a little while, but Govinda would go with the remnants from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plate to Haridas and said, "Oh Haridas, you are the best of the devotees. Take this Mahaprasad." And Haridas would pay his obeisances to the remnants of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and then respect them. Gauranga Mahaprabhu would take his meal, then rest, and then in the evening, my dear devotees, or better in the afternoons, 4 o'clock-ish, he would go with his devotees to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. Then the pujaris would give the garlands of Lord Jagannath to his devotees. They were huge garlands, so they were made into smaller garlands. And then Gauranga Mahaprabhu would start the ecstatic sankirtan, where they would eventually run around the Jagannath temple with all the devotees. All of Puri joined into these sankirtans. And then Mahaprabhu stopped the sankirtan. He asked 4 of his associates to perform in 4 different sankirtan groups. And then Mahaprabhu would expand himself and join each single one of these 4 groups in a wonderful Harinam Sankirtan. Afterwards, he would distribute with his own hands prasadam to the Sankirtan devotees, and then he would go and start the long night, the night of Vipralamba Seva, chanting the names in separation from the Lord. So each day, first Mahaprabhu came, and then a little later Govinda came with the remnants from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meal. Today we will hear about one of these days. Govinda came with a meal of Haridas Thakur. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Govinda came with a meal of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "Haridas, how are you doing?" At that time, Haridas was lying on his back, chanting very slowly his rounds. "Oh," said Haridas, "my body is not well and my mind is not well. I'm taking extra time to chant." Govinda was immediately alarmed. He knew that Haridas would only eat prasadam when he had completed a good number of his 192 rounds. Govinda said, I brought you the Mahaprasad from Lord Chaitanya." "Oh," said Haridas, "it is very nice of you, but today I cannot eat. But what shall I do? You brought the Mahaprasad." So he got up with great effort and paid his obeisances to the Mahaprasad, but did not eat. Govinda was shocked. He said, I leave this prasad for you for later. And he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him, "Haridas is not well. He cannot eat the prasadam because he has not finished his quota of rounds. Mahaprabhu immediately went again. Haridas was his heart and soul. Oh Haridas, how are you? Oh my Lord, my body is well, but my mind, crooked mind and intelligence, they cannot concentrate on the chanting. That is my disease. O said Gauranga, Haridas, you are an older devotee. You don't need to keep all these rules and regulations. You have proven your adhikar. Now you are old. In an old age, one can chant a little less. Oh no, said Haridas. My Lord, don't suggest this. I must continue with this. It is my life. My dear devotees, in the beginning, a devotee often follows what is called the vidis, the prescriptions. Such a devotee may not have taste in Krishna consciousness, in the chanting, and he needs to be kept on track so that he doesn't interrupt his practice. But later, when taste is born, the devotee will act according to the taste, not according to the rules and regulations. He may chant a bigger number, or he may do kirtan. It's different for a person who has taste what he does than to a beginner who has not yet any taste. So Mahaprabhu suggested you adjust the rules as they are practical for your practice. But how could Haridas say yes? Do you know that a great devotee never thinks he is a great devotee? Only a small devotee thinks he is a great devotee. That is the workings of bhakti or no bhakti. So Haridas considered himself to be a neophyte who could not stop his rules and regulations, and he objected. Then Haridas said, "Oh my Lord, you have made me dance in many, many ways. Now, I have a request. Make me dance in a final way." Haridas must have remembered at that time how Mahaprabhu had protected him when he was caned over 22 marketplaces. Do you know that in Singapore still the practice of caning is going on? A criminal who is convicted is caned, and the caning leaves marks on his back so that he may not be so attractive any longer. It's something which everyone wants to avoid in his life, because one is marked for life when one is caned. The normal criminal, when he gets 3 canes in Singapore, passes on the floor, his back full of blood. Haridas Thakur was caned by his Muslim tormentors in innumerable ways on 22 streets in the town, markets. But he didn't feel any pain. In fact, he turned to the Lord and said, "My Lord, they don't really know what they are doing. Please forgive them. They're acting on the request of the government, but they don't act on the request of their own hearts and brains. They are controlled. You forgive them." He was not affected. Later, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he asked him, "My Lord, I was caned." "Oh yes," said Mahaprabhu. "And when you were caned, I was ready to descend with my Sudarshan Chakra, but I couldn't harm these people because you said I should spare them. Do you know where the beatings went?" The Mahaprabhu turned around and on his golden body there were innumerable cuts. He himself had accepted the caning in order to protect Haridas. Haridas thought about this when he said, "You made me dance in many ways." Or Haridas thought how once Advaita Acharya did a Shraddha ceremony to his ancestors, and after the ceremony was completed by many qualified brahmanas, he gave the first plate to Haridas. All the other brahmanas objected, "He's a Muslim, he's not qualified. You should honor us brahmanas first. See, don't go against the tradition." And Advaita said, "You are not powerful. He's more powerful than you." Haridas remembered this. "If you are powerful," Advaita Acharya had said at that moment to the brahmanas, "show your power. Say mantras and ignite this wood." And he put some wood before them. So the brahmanas did lali 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 purusha evedam saha, but no fire came. Then Advaita Acharya had called Haridas, "Use it." "But I don't know these mantras," said Haridas. "You just chant what you always chant." Haridas felt uncomfortable what Advaita had ordered. So he went, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram." Immediately fire came from that wood. Haridas remembered that when he said, "You had made me dance in many ways." And the other time, Maya Devi had personally come to Haridas to charm him. Maya Devi, who had made Brahma and Shiva fall down, was trying to make Haridas fall. But at the end, Maya Devi, who had been a devotee of Ram, said, I now beg initiation from you. I want to become a devotee of Krishna because Krishna has more madhurya, more sweetness. It overwhelms the heart quite much. Please give me the Hare Krishna mantra." So Haridas smiled at Gauranga when he said, "You made me dance in many ways." Then two tears came out of the eyes and he said, "Now make me dance one more time." "What do you mean?" said Gauranga. "I know that very soon you will end your pastime on this earth. And I could not tolerate the separation from you. Therefore, I request you that you come and allow me to give up my body in front of you." All the devotees who heard this were shocked. "Don't say this, Haridas. Kuranga Mahaprabhu said, Haridas, this is not a good idea. You want to give up your body before me, but then what is with me? All the happiness which I derive is because of you. Haridas very humbly folded his hands and said, My Lord, don't deceive me in this way. It is not a fact. I am the most insignificant amongst your many qualified devotees. And then he pronounced this terrible sentence. He said, If an ant leaves the world, what is the loss for the world? Gauranga Mahaprabhu was very moved. It was arranged that he would come the next day to Haridas Thakur, and that at the next day a wonderful leela of compassion would take place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh! Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The next day, Mahaprabhu came to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was lying at that moment on his back. He chanted in a whispering way, very softly and slowly. What are the news, Haridas? Asked Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Haridas looked in Mahaprabhu's eyes with this begging expression. Whatever mercy you choose to bestow upon me, that are the news. Gauranga Mahaprabhu knew Haridas Thakur wanted to give up his body, looking at his moon-like lotus face. The day before he had said, but how can you do this? Mahaprabhu did not wish that. But Mahaprabhu's Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of his devotees, he ordered Brakeshwara Pandit, O Brakeshwara, start the kirtan. My dear devotees, do you know that Brakeshwara Pandit could sing and dance for 72 hours non-stop? He would have been the person to invite for a kirtan mela. Rakeshwara started the kirtan. With great effort, Haridas moved himself up and he came forward and he offered his obeisances to each single Vaishnava, knowing very well that the blessings of Vaishnavas are required. And then he asked Gauranga Mahaprabhu to sit before him, and he took the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu on his chest. Everyone who saw knew what was going to happen. And they were reminded of grandfather Bhishma, who on his own will gave up his body while he had the darshan of Lord Krishna. Everyone was remembering this and looked at this devotional scene. Then Haridas Thakur looked in the face of Gauranga. His eyes became like bumblebees tasting the nectar, and he shouted out, Sri Krishna Chaitanya! Sri Krishna Chaitanya! Sri Krishna Chaitanya! Sri Krishna Chaitanya! And then he left the body. Mahaprabhu became mad with ecstasy. Here was his great devotee, so devoted that he wanted to leave his body before him because he couldn't tolerate the end of the earthly pastime. He took the body of Haridas Thakur, who was fully Chinmaya, means spiritual substance, and started to dance in the ecstatic kirtan of Brakeshwara Pandit. Then he led the kirtan to the ocean and bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the waves of the ocean. Afterwards, he declared, from this moment on, this ocean is the best of holy places. It's a theater. Mahaprabhu was besides himself. He brought the body of Haridas Thakur to the beach, and he ordered all the devotees to take their hands and dig a hole in the sand. And there, in that hole, the body of Haridas Thakur was placed. For great acharyas, they are not burned, they are cremated. Some salt and kumkum is put around the body, and then some holy articles were brought from Lord Jagannath. Some tulsi, some ropes, some garments, all this was placed in the grave of Haridas. And then Mahaprabhu closed the grave. They brought stones and made a stone platform. And today you find a nice temple there. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified Haridas Thakur with thousands of mouths. He personally went and begged the shop owners, "My dear shop owners, the sun has set over Puri. Haridas Thakur has left. Can you give some prasad of Lord Jagannath for a feast in the honor of Haridas?" And the shop owners gave sufficiently. At that day, the whole town of Puri honored Haridas Thakur in his memorial feast. My dear devotees, I'm telling this pastime as good as I can in the Vashana Dhamma, because I request you to look for a moment at the exalted qualities of Haridas. How determined he was. He said, "My body is healthy. The disease is that I cannot finish my rounds." My dear devotees, this were not 16 rounds. this were not 64 rounds. This were not 128 rounds. This were 192 rounds. A lot of chanting. A lot of kirtan was done in addition to this by Haridas Thakur. It was a great, great yagya every day. And he said, my diseases, I cannot finish my rounds. This is dhritavrata, a quality which someone who goes to a nam on a japa retreat needs to embrace at the outset. He needs to feel, or she needs to feel, I have come here to the holy dam of Vashana. I have come leaving Australia behind, or America, or Bosnia, or Sarajevo, or Italy, or even Russia. No? Russia. I have left all this. Now I have one job. I have to take care of my one relationship, the relationship with Krishna in his most merciful form, the holy name. I wish you all the best. We will just quickly end this katha by singing one more time, very briefly. And then I will just say two short things. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jaya Jaya Haridasa
Jaya
Jaya Jaya Haridasa Jaya Jaya Haridasa Haridas Thakur. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that anyone who has a connection to Haridas Thakur is blessed by him personally. He means Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When you need help in your chanting, when you feel inspiration is required to move forward, say a prayer to Haridas Thakur, and there will be a special Shakti. Isn't that a wonderful Leela, you know, to see how intimate the relationship between the devotee Haridas Thakur and Gauranga Mahaprabhu was, so much so that Gauranga Mahaprabhu fulfilled this very extraordinary desire of his devotee. And isn't it so inspiring to see how Haridas Thakur had placed his priorities so clearly where they belong. A priority means it's something which has to be given first place. So the chanting of the name was his first place. Why? Because his relationship with Krishna was most important to him. When we do this holy name retreat, where we focus on chanting in japa and in kirtan, it's really only about improving our relationship, becoming more present in a relationship where we are often absent. Absent with our mind and even absent with our commitment. We have committed at the time of initiation to chant a certain number of offenseless rounds, and sometimes we are not fully committed towards that commitment. Bhujan Prabhu said something very nice he says many very nice things, but in this relationship or connection, he said, your chanting, your relationship to the chanting is symptomatic to your relationship to Krishna. You have a very good relationship to the holy name. You have a very good relationship to Krishna. So in this japa and kirtan retreat, we take the example of Haridas Thakur and his extraordinary life with the holy name. It's a life with the holy name, really, as our role model. Role model, it's difficult to let us say, as our inspiration to follow. I want to say one last thing. When you go to bed, we will end our session now here. I think in the beginning evening we shouldn't go too long. You need to settle, you need to put your things, you need to also talk to your friends whom you have just seen now. This first retreat, I just want to request you one thing. You have all gotten a song sheet. Please take this. This is your Bible, you know. Please take this inspiring song. Read through the translation a little, so that you have something like a travel guide. We will talk about as we progress in our journey on higher and higher levels of chanting. So this song sheet is something which is very helpful. And when you go to bed, just, you know, in the minute which you have before being a relatively alive person and a relatively sleeping person, in that minute, just concentrate on your why you are here. And I can guarantee you, like our Jagatarini, I totally take inspiration from this. If you focus, you will see miracles. You will have an unforgettable Japa retreat, like so many devotees in the past who were here with us.